Okay. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's our third meeting already. I hope you enjoyed your lunch.
I do, thank you.
Three. Okay, this is the second phase we're going to discuss today. It's the conceptual design meeting. And a few points of interest in this meeting are the conceptual specification of components, conceptual specification of design, and also trend watching. These are hopefully the points you addressed in your presentation that you're going to show me in a few minutes. First, I'll show you the agenda. First the opening, then we have three presentations. After that we have to come to a decision on remote control concepts, how we're going to make it. And then we're closing. We have about 40 minutes. So I suggest let's get started. Did someone encounter any problems during the operation? No? Everything fine? Then a little thing about the last meeting. These are the points we agreed on, the requirements and the target market. Requirements are teletext, docking station, audio signal, small screen, and some extra button information. And we're going to use default materials. Does somebody have any comments on these requirements?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are just things we thought of. So maybe if you figured something else or thought of something else, just let me know. Maybe we can work it out. And we're going to target the 60 to 80 year old customers. So now everybody knows what we're doing. I suggest let's get started with the presentations. So we keep the same lineup as last time.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll start off.
Good luck.
I'm going to inform you about the trend watching I've done over the past few days. We've done some market research. We distributed some more enquetes, questionnaires. And besides that, I deployed some trend watchers to Milan and Paris to, well, get all of the newest trends. And I've consulted some additional trend watchers after the original trend watchers returned. About what the best design would be. Okay, these are some overall findings. Most important thing is the fancy design. The research indicated that was by far the most important factor. Innovativeness was about half as important as the fancy design. By innovativeness, this means functions which are not featured in other remote controls. About half as important as the innovativeness was easy to use. For our group, we're focusing on the people of 60 to 80 years old. This is these factors are slightly more equal. Okay, these are some more group-specific findings. The older people prefer dark colors. They like recognizable shapes and familiar material and our surveys have indicated that especially wood is pretty much the material for older people. This image will give you a little bit of an impression about the look and feel that remote should have. This leads us to some peripheral preferences. The remote control and the docking station should blend in the room. So this would mean no eye-catching designs, just keep it simple. And well, the docking station and the small screen would be our main points of interest, because this would be the innovativeness from the remote control. So this will be very important that we at least include these features. Well, the trend watchers I consulted advised that it should be remote control and the docking station should be telephone shaped. So you could imagine that the remote control would be standing up straight in the docking station. This is pretty much a new shape to older people, so they would prefer a design where the remote control just lies flat in the docking station. So it would be kind of more telephone shape. Besides that, we would advise to bring two additions, one with a wood-like color and maybe feel, and one with a gray-black color. The wood-like for the more exclusive people with more money. The gray-black color for, well, people with less means.
Okay, thank you. Any questions about the trends?
Questions. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, I'm going to the next.
Some research about designing of an interface. Last meeting we had about using a few buttons. So that's what I want to do in our design. So, find an attractive way to control the remote control. I found something about speech recognition, so maybe we can use that. Using a little display. You have just to focus on the primary functions, so only buttons for sound, for on off. Shifting up a channel or down, shifting down. We need some new and attractive functions which attract people for using it. So it's like speech recognition and special button for selecting subtitles, just as we mentioned last meeting. Overall, user friendly, so using large buttons. It's possible to make a quite cheap system for speech recognition. You can think about when you lost your remote control, you can call it and give it a signal. So, for shifting up a channel or for putting out the sound or something, you can just give a sign, say sound off, or and yeah, television put the sound off, put the sound off. Let's see. Yeah, I was thinking about a special button for subtitles. Just one button to keep it simple. One push on the button, you get small subtitles. Double push, double click, so you get the big subtitles for people which can who can read small subtitles over. Yeah, and we have to keep in general buttons, so the buttons we have to use, the on-off, sound on-off, sound higher, lower, and the numbers 0 to 9. The general button, more general one button for shifting up, shifting down. Also, we want to use a little display for displaying the functions of the buttons. And we can build in a function which shows the channel or from which the television is on. So, made a little picture of it. Let's see. Yeah. Just we can put on off button over here in this corner. Almost all remote controls are using on off button on that place, so people will recognize the button. So display of it, it's just a small display. We can put it on top. It's the most yeah, place where people most often looks at. So and a special button for shifting up and shifting down channel. It's on place where the thumb of the, so you can easily shift up or shift down. It's quite any place. So and other functions for subtitle, one button for sound. And the overall design, we have to discuss about it, I think. So the form of it. So.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Components design. For the energy source, we can use a basic battery, or as an optional thing, kinetic energy, like in a watch, which you just shake and it produces energy. But if we choose for that option, the docking station could become obsolete, so I don't think it's really an option. For the casing, the manufacturing department can deliver a flat casing. Single or double curved casing, it's really up to the design that we're going to use. It doesn't imply any technical restrictions. As a case supplement, we could, I thought of that later, a rubber belt, like an anti-slip. For the buttons, we can use plastic or rubber. And the chipset, it says simple here, but it should be advanced because we're using an LCD screen. And as the TrendWatch presentation showed, people like wood, but it raises the price and doesn't really fit the image unless we would start two product lines. Form should follow function overall. Well, the kinetic energy source is rather fancy, but depends on what we want. I think we should discuss that. For the case, the supplement and the buttons,
really depends on the designer, and the chipset really should be advanced, because otherwise it would really be a simple remote control. That's it.
Okay, thank you. So that brings us to the discussion about insects. So these are the points we have to discuss. First, I think we can talk about the energy source, since that's has a pretty big influence on production price and image. So I think first of all we have to see it is possible to introduce kinetic energy in our budget.
There are four options. We could use the basic normal battery, a hand dynamo, but I don't think that's really an option. You don't want to swing before you can watch television.
Yeah.
Solar cells, but not every room is very light, so it's not a very good option. Or the kinetic energy.
Yeah. Okay.
And how exactly does the kinetic energy work?
Well,
you just
you basically shake your remote,
and
then
it
powers up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, personally, I don't think that older people like to shake their remote control before they use it.
Yeah, that's true.
And besides that, you mentioned it would make the docking station obsolete. And I think our docking station could be one of the marketing issues with which we could get great popularity for our product.
What's the function? For loading up the batteries, but
yeah, you could load up the batteries. You could insert the find the lost remote control function in there.
Okay, but it won't use much energy. I believe it's just a small display, so I believe it will run on one battery for 6 months or more. So. I believe one battery is just enough. So,
yeah, well, I think
it's true.
Elderly people just like to have everything in place, and I don't think they like a remote just laying everywhere in their rooms.
Okay.
So maybe a docking station will help them give the remote a place.
Yeah.
And also, what you said, you can introduce voice recognition by finding back your remote, but I think it's more efficient and cheaper to put it in the docking station. So you have a button on your docking station that you can push, and then it starts beeping.
Okay.
And then we can still use the voice recognition, but maybe then for only the channels.
I'm wondering, what will the voice recognition mean for the production price?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't have any information on pricing, so I'll have to ask the manufacturing department.
Because in our earlier market research, if you'd allow me to put you back over. We also if people would pay more for speech recognition and a remote control. Well, you can see here our target group would not do that.
No.
So if that would increase the price for which we're selling our remote control, I would greatly advise not to do it.
Yeah.
I think it would be better to insert in our other product that is meant for the younger people.
But that would also go for the LCD screen then. Bit higher percentage.
Well, this is but this is here the question: what would you prefer it? So that doesn't really mean they wouldn't pay extra for it. And On top of that, the LCD screen help in making the remote control easier to use.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I think a voice recognition function would not make the remote control much easier to use.
No, I think that's a good point.
But there's research about a large LCD display or just a small one we want to use?
Well, this was for like an LCD screen like you would have on the most advanced mobile phones.
Okay.
So pretty large.
I personally think the LCD screen we want to use with the extra information, I think nobody has anything against it. It's just some extra information, it's easy to ignore as well.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to use it, you just don't use it. And I think maybe we have to discard voice recognition because it will increase cost significantly, and I don't think it will be a lot easier to use as well.
Yeah.
So that brings us back to the energy. If we don't have voice recognition, it won't use a lot of energy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case we could use kinetic energy, but I think just a simple battery which you can reload on a docking station is just as good and much cheaper as well.
Yeah.
So
and that's the best choice.
Okay, and we just choose for the battery. That brings us to the chip.
Well, there isn't any choice there because
just
we're using the display, so it's got to be advanced.
Okay, that's advanced chip. And then we get to the point of the case, which brings us a little bit back to marketing as well. If you want to choose for wood or the black and gray or both, as we saw, there is not. Yeah, wood is a lot more expensive to produce. But I think it will attract elderly people who want to have something exclusive which they can show off to their grandkids. Got a new remote control.
I don't know.
I think the most important factor there is the wooden color. So it wouldn't actually have to be wood.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's right.
Wood colored.
But wood color was a lot more expensive? Or.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I'll have to.
I think
research.
So because it's a lot more difficult to handle and to get in the right shape.
Is it possible to make a changeable case? So you got with mobile phones. Like the Nokia.
Yeah,
mobile phones. When you can change the case of it, so
the cases. Yeah,
maybe it's possible possibility. So you have just to make one standard remote control, and you can sell a few.
Sell the case.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's a very good option because then you can advertise as well with the. Give your grandfather a new case for his remote control or whatever, because that's it's something extra. It's something other remotes don't have, which we can get a great advantage point. So and then you can make a wood color, black and gray, other colors as well.
Yeah, we would have to look carefully into the design though, because we would have to make one more control which would. Fit in with a wooden cover and a plastic cover, the more original one, the more standard one.
Yeah,
so,
so you suggest we should design two different telephones? On which you can apply remote control, on which you can apply different case covers.
Well, no, I think we should then just design one one remote, but it would have to be fancy with either the wood cover or the plastic one.
Okay.
So, but that shouldn't be too much of a problem.
So everybody is okay with the changing covers?
Yes.
I think that's a good, good option.
I heard our industrial designer talk about flat single and double curved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you explain that a little more?
Well, the general, like most older remotes are flat, just straight.
Mm-hmm.
And our manufacturing department can also deliver single curved or double curved curved cases.
And what would single curved and double curved mean?
It would just only affect the form, for as far as I know. So it's really just up to the design department what we're going to use.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter for the price or the functionality.
So we can pretty much just
pick one,
do whatever
like
you want.
Mm. Okay.
That's good.
But the form has to be, it has to, it has to be possible to stand up, or just only to lay down?
No, just to lay down. Okay.
And the cover of the docking station is also on top of the television then, or not?
Well, besides it.
And you can click it in, that's okay. So the interface, what type of interface do we want to use? maybe we can make a little drawing of it on the,
mm-hmm.
on the board.
Mm.
Does somebody have ideas for a form or?
Yeah, we can just use a regular form of it, but it's not quite a fancy show.
You said you wanted to put the changing channels button on the right side, so you could so your thumb would be easily.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a very good point, because I pointed out earlier that a lot of remotes cause RSI, so that would be great for that. I thought maybe we could just make one of those buttons on both the left and the right side
for
left-handed users.
Also. Yeah. Is it possible to program it so you got on the left side or on the right side buttons for shifting up and shifting up, and on the other? On both sides, buttons for shifting for the sound.
Well, yeah, we could do that, but I'm not sure if that would be very good for the ease of use.
Ease of use will be a lot more difficult.
But if we would make changing channels and changing volume button on both sides, that would certainly yield great options for the design of the remote. Because it could be made all symmetrical and stuff.
Yeah.
But you have extra buttons, so people can get confused.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Especially if they have the same writings on it.
See, or you have to make a left.
Can't we make a remote which you can flip over and use on the same functions as the normal one?
You mean
then you have to
Thank you.
No, it's not very handy, I think.
Mm.
Because the plus and the min will be opposite.
Yeah.
No, it's not very. I guess. Maybe it's. Yeah.
But isn't the problem that left handed persons use a different hand? I think the functions are that basic that nobody should have any problems with choosing a channel.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just using a thumb, so.
Yeah. I think we can just leave the normal shape.
Yeah.
But maybe we have to make it a bit more fancy in one or another way.
Yeah.
I think we should start by choosing a case. Because that's the basis
yeah.
we're building on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Roadmap. Like a flat case. From the side, so
mm-hmm.
rather long.
Yeah.
With a single curve, so. I'm not really sure what they're gonna look like, but I think it's something like this. So this type should be better for you, or better, should prevent mm-hmm. the strain injury a bit. And the double curve looks something like this, I guess. Those are the three options we have.
Okay. I suggest the single curve because maybe the curve is pretty good to put the screen in so that elderly people can use a remote control and at the same time look easily at the screen because it's a bit it has a bit of an angle.
You said it's
No, it's.
Can make it.
Do you have it upside down or?
Hmm?
Do
it's
have
top. So
that's top.
It's down.
Okay.
Maybe it's possible to make this side like. To make this side. Bit like so in the form of your hand so it's
yeah
so the remote control have to lay in your hand so it's possible yeah for
so to get your mouse yeah
and to put the buttons for changing the channel over here
yeah. That's a good thing. But I think it's better to put the screen on top. So I just flip it 180 degrees around.
Yeah. And the display,
it's right here. If you can have this one, you turn it like this, and then flip it upside down.
I don't know.
Because maybe your hand is in the way if you have the display
yeah.
here.
It's more logical to have it on top as well because,
yeah.
like on your mobile phone, it's always above.
Yeah.
On top.
So,
yeah.
And maybe you should just start on a blank page.
Yeah.
So then we get. Okay. the display, and then buttons. And then we can have a little bit off here, here maybe. Just that's for less than the amount of users.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the buttons here.
But the on off button, still on the top.
Yeah,
right?
Still.
Yeah.
I would prefer the corners to be round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's
a bit more friendly.
And
on
the other.
Okay. Something else. That's okay. Something else. Then we've got a general idea of the concepts and the materials we're going to use. So now for the next meeting, we'll have to look at the look and feel design. It's important that the corporate design image is going to be in the remote, so check out the corporate website maybe. The user interface design, it's the same story, and product evaluation. So the industrial designer and user interface designer are going to work together on this one, but you're going to get your instructions, I think, sent by the coach. So, just I will put these minutes on the in the folder.
Okay.
And then we're going to try to finish our project and make a good design for all the grandfathers and grandmothers. let's see. I'm not sure if you're going to start right away to work together, or I think you're going to fill in the questionnaires first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll get a message.
Yeah.
So that's basically it.
Maybe this one.
Okay. Save this one in the folder group. So if you want to have a look at it, it's over there in the project folder.
Yeah.
And then I guess we'll start in 30 minutes again. Thank you.
Good.
Okay.